From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Delachiesa. Welcome to a WCRP broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2 begins with lyric introspection, but that side of the Russian composer's voice is balanced with an acerbic, sardonic quality, one that's channeled by a young pianist in his BSO debut, Song Jin Cho. It's a program led by conductor Hannu Lintu that also includes the first BSO performance of music by Icelandic composer Anna Þorfallsdóttir, as well as the sweeping drama of the Second Symphony by Jan Sibelius. It's all coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. Each of the three composers whose music is represented in this Boston Symphony program occupies an utterly unique place among symphonic voices. Sergei Prokofiev, whose music often finds its way to the ears of the youngest of listeners through his Peter and the Wolf, is responsible for works that are both heart-wrenchingly beautiful and caustically sarcastic, qualities that match his complicated personality. Jan Sibelius, a hero of Finland, found his natural surroundings far more compelling than the nationalism audiences have interpreted in his music, resulting in sounds that pull us into emotional territory rarely visited by other composers. And as for Anna Þorfallsdóttir, what we hear in her music is something of a combination. She is, without a doubt, a person of our time, having been born in 1977, but her perspective on the modern world is refracted through her native country of Iceland and its stark, rugged beauty. I'm Ron Delachiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Symphony Hall here in Boston's Back Bay. This Boston Symphony concert, led by Finnish conductor Hannu Lintu, begins with Metacosmos by Icelandic composer Anna Þorfallsdóttir. Then Song Jin Cho is the soloist in the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Prokofiev. And after an intermission, the program culminates in the Second Symphony by Sibelius. The first piece in the program was heard for the first time only a couple of years ago when the New York Philharmonic and conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen performed the world premiere of Metacosmos. Like the composer whose music ends the concert, Jan Sibelius, there is an undeniable connection between the sound of the composer's music and the land in which he was born and grew up. In a 2015 interview on the podcast Meet the Composer, she said, "You can imagine the way you would look at a landscape from above rather than from a horizontal view. And then you can think, how can I listen to music from a horizontal view? And how does it sound looking at it from above?" With that as a starting point, what Þorfallsdóttir writes emerges from an emphasis on texture more than melody, with a trademark layering of sound that evokes something primal, ancient, and yes, even geographic. In her own notes for this piece, she writes, "Metacosmos is constructed around the natural balance between beauty and chaos. Our elements can come together in seemingly utter chaos to create a unified, structured whole. The idea and inspiration behind the piece is the speculative metaphor of falling into a black hole, with endless constellations and layers of opposing forces, connecting and communicating with each other, as you realize that you are being drawn into a force that is beyond your control." And now, coming on stage, our conductor Hannu Lintu, And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will begin with Metacosmos by Anna Thorvaldsdottir from WCRB. With a final section the composer calls Beyond, arriving at the other side. You've just heard Metakosmos by Anna Thofelstottir, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Hanna Lintu. Our conductor now heading to the stage door. I'm Ron Delachiesa at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. After a few changes to the stage, this concert will continue with Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2 with soloist Song Jin-cho. As we mentioned before, this is the first time the BSO has played music by Anna Thofelstottir, and WCRB's Brian McCreath asked our conductor Hanna Lintu whether his choice of her music for this concert has to do with music by Sibelius on the same program.
I thought that it might provide a good combination with Sibelius, but I mean, this is how her music is, and I feel, I don't know what she herself might think about it, but there is some relation to this Baltic minimalism, something which I recognize as a Scandinavian, not only because it's Icelandic, but it speaks in the same language than Baltic and Scandinavian composers have been speaking for a very long time already, but she still has her own personal voice.
The soloist for Prokofiev's second piano concerto is Song Jin-cho, and I wonder if you've worked with him before. What is it that he's bringing to this piece that is distinctive from other pianists?
This is the first time we are doing this piece together. We have done different repertoire before, and we are going to play the same piece in Helsinki with my own orchestra in May, and then take this to Japan tour in beginning of June. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to play this piece exactly now here in Boston. But I'm glad that I'm able to introduce, and the BSO are able to introduce, this wonderful kid, you know, with especially this piece, because it's incredible the power he can produce. It's amazing. I mean, it doesn't matter how loud I play the orchestra, he can play even louder, but still maintaining the wonderful deep sound, and of course the technique and everything, the combination of being lyrical and technical and deep at the same time. I think it's something amazing.
And it seems to have a character, the piece itself seems to have a character that depends well beyond any soloist's own interpretation. I mean, you have a lot to do with the orchestra to reflect what he's doing as well.
It's a funny piece because basically the soloist is playing all the time. So what actually orchestra is doing, it's accompanying, but it's one of the most colorful and interesting accompaniments there is in the basic concerto literature, piano concerto literature. And especially with a soloist like this who has imaginative tempos and who understands the drama of the piece, because it's the first movement is so tragic. I mean, it's one of the darkest pieces, actually, which Prokofiev ever wrote. You know, it's about suicide of his best friend. And then two sort of divertissement movements, you know, intermezzo, and you know, it's you know, then this composer suddenly wants to give us a little bit, you know, lighter feeling that we can, you know, breathe freely, and those movements I think he plays in a wonderful way. The second movement, just as fast as anybody can play, you know, it's incredible. It takes probably only 3 minutes. And then the second intermezzo, which is much heavier in character. And then the last movement, I think, is the only movement which is more symphonic, which is more substance in the form. And the way how he sees that form is very powerful and very convincing.
Remember, you can hear much more from this conversation with Hanna Lintu online. Just go to classicalwcrb.org/BSO. Well, as much as any composer, the sound of Sergei Prokofiev's music is a reflection of who he was as a person. Astonishingly brilliant, capable of a generous warmth, but heavily tempered with a standoffish acidity. For every lush, gorgeous, heart-melting passage of, say, Romeo and Juliet, there's a spiky counterweight, like, for instance, parts of the Fifth Symphony. The second piano concerto dates from the early part of the composer's artistic life, when these qualities were at their most vivid and when the composer was fiercely courageous in their stark contrast. His first piano concerto had already put the music world on notice, announcing that in this young virtuosic composer something very different was in the air. Prokofiev was the talk of St. Petersburg in the run-up to the premiere of his second in 1913. After that premiere, one critic wrote that the piece left listeners frozen with fright, hair standing on end. Well, the shock value of that first performance has been tempered through the last century. But nevertheless, the four movements of this concerto are unlike anything else, with music that's witty, sarcastic, ravishingly beautiful, and finally, utterly dazzling. In a very real sense, we'll never know exactly what the audience heard in that first performance in 1913. Prokofiev left St. Petersburg in 1917, when the city had been renamed Petrograd, by the way, and the score remained in his apartment, there eventually to be lost in a fire. So years later, in 1923, after the Russian Revolution, World War I had changed virtually everything about society, politics, and the arts. Prokofiev reconstructed the piece. Only the composer himself really knew how substantially different it was, but it's hard to believe he wasn't affected in some way by the air of risk-taking in the avant-garde of Paris in the 1920s. And you heard from our conductor, Hannu Lintu, the piece also carries very personal weight in the life of Prokofiev. One of the only people to hear the concerto privately before its 1913 premiere was his close friend named Max Schmitthoff. And it was only a short time after that first performance that Schmitthoff took his own life, racked by the desperate circumstances of living in poverty. Prokofiev later dedicated the second piano concerto to his friend. And now coming on stage, a pianist Song Ling Cho and conductor Hannu Lintu. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue with Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2 from WCRB.
Thank you.
The fiery conclusion of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Prokofiev, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by soloist Sungjin Cho, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Hannu Lintu. One of the critics, after hearing the first performance of this work in the premiere in September of 1913, said the audience at the end was frozen with fright, hair standing on end. Our soloist has left the stage, but he'll be recalled. Born in Seoul in 1994, Sungjin Cho started learning the piano at the age of 6, gave his first public recital at 11, and became the youngest ever winner of Japan's Hamatsutsu International Piano Competition. In 2009 and 2011, at stage 17, he won third prize at the Tchaikovsky Competition in Moscow. He is now standing on stage, waving to the audience next to the piano here in Symphony Hall, hand over his heart. Here he is. We're going to have an encore. Sungjin Cho treating us with an encore here in Symphony Hall following the Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 2. Music by the same composer, Montagues and Capulets, from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Quite a debut tonight for our young soul-born pianist. Here he is coming back on stage, standing on stage again, bowing deeply to the audience. obviously very pleased with the applause tonight for this brilliant young pianist, Sung Jin Cho, making his debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Stay with us. The Second Symphony by Sibelius, still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast, coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.